You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the Michael K. Show podcast. Listen live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.
Yes, welcome back to the show, everybody. 5 o'clock in the big city. So, an update on Jersey Mike. So, somebody told them on Twitter, they just read your tweet on the show, LMAO. And Jersey Mike goes, I'm listening to that show again. Oh, if boy. I wasn't a Yankee fan, I would make a point of never hearing Kay's voice again either. Sorry, Mike, you got me for a long time.
Wait, but he's listening to the show.
I don't know what show
he's listening to. Oh, he might be listening to another show.
Yeah.
Because it sounds like he's listening to our show.
Well, he must have listened at some point.
And by the way, why doesn't he just listen to Sterling? He doesn't have to listen to you ever again if he doesn't want to.
Yeah, sync up the radio.
And
Ryan does the games. You can enjoy them then.
Come on, call in, man. I'd love
Mike,
to
come on, call
forth,
in. Don't
man.
Hide behind 280 characters. Let's hash this out. Because why is Peter a low-life sleazebag?
And why would he never listen to you either, ever again?
Because I'm allowing you to exist.
It's amazing the power that people think Michael has.
Isn't it amazing?
It is crazy. Yeah, you would kill for the power that people assume that you have. Now, the reason I want to make a point for him to be able to call is that I'm sure it'll come up in conversation with friends. Like, you should have called in, and his answer is probably going to be, oh, they would never put me on the air.
We promise.
They'd be scared
to talk
to me.
We would put you on.
We would absolutely promise we'd put you on.
I kind of think we'd be able to handle that mental battle. Just saying.
You think so?
Yeah, I think we can go back and forth with you, Mike. And we wouldn't be rude. I just want to know, because it's curious for myself, because of all this power I have, me and Bob Iger are very tight, why Peter's a lowlife sleazebag. And if you make a compelling argument why he is, then he's gone. Then we'll make sure he's gone. Don and I, like if he's done something terrible that we don't know about, Don and I will march into management. It's him or us.
But he doesn't. He does, because Peter's never done anything to deserve that insult other than
if he wants to have
a political conversation. It is just really a shame of who you think I would vote for would basically make me worse than a convict. I'm not tipping my hand either.
No.
Either way.
Don't tip
whether you're
hand.
Voting for, you know, the left or right. Instead of just saying, hey, we agree to disagree, or I disagree with your politics,
I do want to say, I hear from our share of people who say, I don't agree with things that you believe. Again, I don't know how they all know this, but maybe they follow, you know, they listen hot or have
social media, maybe.
Seen some tweets here and there. Although I don't tweet, I'll be honest, I don't tweet that much about
political
issues.
Back in the history, I think you could kind of glean what you might lean toward.
Perhaps.
Maybe.
Perhaps. But I do hear from our share of people who are like, hey, I'm on a different side than you, and I love what you do, and I enjoy the show, and you're a good person. Like, I don't understand. Like, it's just always funny to me. Like, I'm certainly not a perfect guy, but I don't understand you getting bad, sleazeball, terrible
it
guy.
It can't be, you know, the divorce, because then he'd think that over 50% of the population is low-life sleazebags that got divorced.
Probably not.
I know what it is. I want confirmation.
Yeah.
I think Michael found confirmation.
Own your opinion and present it to us. I'd like to know why this guy to my left is a low-life sleazebag.
Let's not say guy to your left. Let's just say the guy sitting with
me. Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that was
the guy not to my right.
No. I'm sitting. We're both in the middle. Right. We are both sitting in the middle of this room. You know what I mean?
So, Hal Steinbrenner met with the entire media. We thought earlier it was just Brian Hoke. And he was asked about adding pitching. And this is what Hal said.
I don't think you're going to have enough pitching, whether it's bullpen or start. Look, we got a great infield. We got a great outfield. I mean, I don't think you'd ever have enough pitching. And I say that every year because somebody asks me the question every year. But we'll see what remains to be done or not done.
All right. Hal also went on to say, when he was asked, would you pay Soto more than you would pay Judge? And he said, you know, it's a different time. I'm paraphrasing. And, you know, we want him to stay here for a long time. And I don't think that Aaron Judge would have a problem with it, which means if you intend to keep Soto, I will guarantee you right now, even if, like, God forbid he broke his leg tomorrow and didn't play all year, he would get more than $40 million a year from somebody. So if you are indeed all in on Soto, it sounds like the Yankees are, they have to be committed to paying him more than they're paying Judge. Sorry, it's just the way it is. It's all about timing. And, you know, Judge went to college, Soto didn't. So Judge became a big leaguer at a later age, and when he became a free agent, he was 30. Soto's going to become a free agent at the age of 25. It's a big difference.
And I believe that if Judge was doing the things that he's done in his career 5 years younger, he would have gotten a bigger contract than he got at the age of 30. I mean, I think his age, and maybe a little bit with some of the injuries he suffered, probably made it a tougher negotiation. Juan Soto making more money than Aaron Judge, if Soto is going to play to the back of his baseball card, just makes good fiscal sense to me. What didn't make sense to me, Michael, was paying Yamamoto more than Gerrit Cole coming off of Cy Young when Yamamoto's never pitched in Major League Baseball before. That seemed more believable to me, that Cole would be irritated by that, although you say you doubt very seriously he even was.
No, I don't think he was.
But that story of maybe not wanting to overpay Yamamoto with Cole's worth, that makes a little bit more sense than this. Soto's younger. Soto is a phenomenal baseball player in the conversation of one of the best in baseball. That should not irritate Aaron Judge.
Now, Steinbrenner called Soto, quote, a generational player, and said he couldn't say no to the trade opportunity, quote, even if it is for 1 year, hopefully it's not. Regarding trades or free agent signings, Steinbrenner said, quote, I would not say there's anything that's close, no. He added that he would be very hesitant to give up young talent like Spencer Jones, Will Warren, and Chase Hampton, who have been asked about. Asked specifically about Blake Snell, Steinbrenner said, I'm not going to get into free agents. I'm just going to tell you that we continue to look at a lot of different options. Given where we are payroll-wise, any addition to the club is going to be a costly one, but I'm still willing to consider anything that comes my way, anything Cash and his team bring my way. I'll leave it at that. But we are not done trying to improve this team. And I will tell you, the Mets, the Dodgers, and the Yankees are all in this situation. Whatever they pay for any player at this point, it's double what they have to pay. So if they sign Snell to a $30 million contract, it costs them $60. Do they think they're going to do that? Right. I'd be stunned if they get Snell, unless his price really plummets.
In all likelihood, not. But isn't it important to send the message to your fans that you're open to whatever discussion there is? I mean, you don't want to sit there and go, no, we're done. I'm not spending any more money. No, you want to let your fans know that, hey, something comes up. If something is presented to us, we're always looking to get better. I think that's more of a PR answer than actually reading into it that they're about to get Snell or about to make a major move. I know that's what fans want, but I just think he wants to leave it open that they're always trying to get better.
You know, there was an owner, you know, I said that you can't say you're out on the free agent market, but I read the story yesterday, and it just jumped out at me. But there was an owner who said, we are not in at all on Snell or Montgomery. And I'm thinking to myself, that guy's going to get fined.
I just can't.
I know you don't like that rule, but
no, it's a stupid rule. Well, I can't be honest with my fan base. I'm not interested in him. I gotta lie. I gotta fake and say, well, I can't talk about that, or leave some sort of slither of hope that maybe you will be in on that player. Tease my fan base. Because I just can't be honest and say I don't like the player or I don't feel he fits what we're doing. I don't. Why is that wrong?
Because they think it plays against a fair market for the player.
But no. So lying makes it fair.
No. Not saying anything. You can't. I mean, that's why most of the times you'll hear GMs or owners like what Hal said. I'm not going to comment on free agents for that reason. You're not saying I'm out. You're not saying you're in.
But then
it does allow a smart agent to use his sources in the media to float rumors that the Yankees are close to signing Snell, so that will wake up other teams.
Right, and it also puts the fan base on notice that, hey, he didn't say no. So I just think that's not playing fair. Listen, there's 30 teams. There's opportunities for you to be able to sign, all right? If I'm a general manager and I don't like Snell, or I feel like I love the five guys that I have, or I'm working with a budget that he obviously wants more money than I can afford, I can't be honest and say that. I'd get fined, to be honest. You don't see the injustice in that, Michael?
I see what you're saying, but I also see why it's a rule.
Why? How do you see it?
Because if the Yankees or the Dodgers say we're not in our Snell and Montgomery, that drives their price down. If the Angels, who might be in on Snell, think that the Yankees are out, their price is going to drop. It's just a rule. Well, and it makes sense.
Tough.
But if you were the free agent, you wouldn't want it that way?
But I think everybody knows who's in and who's out.
No,
I don't know why you can't just be honest.
We don't know. I'm sure the Angels don't know if the Yankees are in or out. And it also behooves the Yankees. Let's say the Red Sox are dabbling, thinking about bringing in Jordan Montgomery, because I don't understand what the Red Sox are doing, to be frank with you. Let's say they're thinking about it, and they think the Yankees are in on it, and the Yankees want them to think they're in on it, so they spend more. The more money the Red Sox spend, that's less dollars they can spend on somebody else.
I know. I can understand maybe discouraging it, but I just don't know how you can be honest with your fan base and with your media and be fined for it. It doesn't even. You're not being malicious. You're just saying, I'm not in. Are you in? So why not fine the media for asking the question? It's just stupid. They ask a question, you answer it. I just can't imagine answering an honest question, trying to let your fan base know what you're in on and out on. There's a reason you do interviews. Don't have your general manager speak.
They're not saying we're out. They're just not allowed to say they're out. You can't say you're out. They're not saying they're in.
But it is stupid.
But it's stupid in the sense that, all right, look, we're going to talk to Hal Steinbrenner. And Hal Steinbrenner didn't say he's out on Snell. So now fans can go, well, he didn't say he's out. So maybe there's a possibility that we're going to get him.
But he didn't say he was in.
And then it just fuels speculation and conversation that is actually fugazi if they're really out. I mean,
I
think information's important,
I'm not going to comment on free agents. And really, can you ever really say I'm definitely out? Who knows if the price plummets to $15 million a year? Then you're in.
Oh, but I don't want to live in a world where, you know what, I'm a general manager, but like I don't like him. He's not my type of player. I can't say that? I can't say, in what world, in a free country, that I could say, you know what, I don't think Blake Snell pitches enough innings. You know, I just don't think he fits what we're trying to do here. No, I'm good. And I'm going to get fined for it? I kind of get what you're saying, Michael, but I almost feel like, oh, that's tough, man. I'm sorry. I'm not going to be used. I'm going to be honest with my fan base, and I'm not going to tease them into thinking that I'm in on something I'm actually not.
I get what you're saying, but they're not being dishonest. They're not saying we're in. They're not saying anything.
But I just want to live in a world where if I want to tell somebody I don't like them, I should be allowed to say it. I should be allowed to. I'm not in on that player. Not interested. No. And you're going to fine me for being honest. I just think there's something fundamentally wrong with that.
Joey Highroller has rung in on the situation with you.
Is Joey Highroller related to Jersey Mike?
No, he said, I think Rosenberg Radio was a high life cheese bag instead of a low life sleaze bag.
You know what? I appreciate that.
Yeah, I appreciate that too. Thank you, Joe.
Because now what's happening is you get people that maybe don't even have an opinion on Peter. They're going to chime in with this knowing you'll
Peter is not a guy that people don't have an opinion on.
Why is that so?
Because you're a polarizing
minute. I think anybody that's good at what they do, the more hated and loved they are, the more polarizing they are, that means they're doing their job correctly. I think when you're like, I could take him or leave him, or I don't know how I feel about him, then you're doing a poor job.
Well, yeah, I think actually all three of us, let's be honest, all three of us kind of have a strong feeling. It's just Don, everyone seems to like him, 98%.
Right.
You and I seem to split the crowd a bit.
But I don't. I am who I am. I mean, you do the job, and you'll.
Yeah,
like
but people
me or
like
you.
You. You're more likable.
I don't think I'm placating to those people. I'm not playing to them.
I don't think you're placating.
Right.
No, you're just you. You're every man. We are not. You know what I particularly like the guy who ripped you. He's got to listen to me. So anybody who hates me for 32 years has had to suffer.
Isn't it awesome?
I feel sorry for them.
Right.
But then in a way, it makes me really happy.
Doesn't it?
Where you have to come around and like me then.
Because they can't let go.
They can't. You love the Yankees, right?
I love them.
And the Yankees have chosen this guy to be one of the voices of the team. This is my 33rd year. They've got to suffer every time they watch the team they love.
I got to wood you, Michael.
Okay.
And some of this is actually, these are true. I'm not going to mention names. Would you rather have someone, a woman, that has to have you on, hear your voice, in order to be with their husband?
Okay.
Or have that individual, that Jersey Mike, have to listen to you and despise every second of it?
The latter.
Interesting.
Yeah.
You'd rather them suffer through it.
You'd rather have somebody that hates you
there
suffer.
There really is. I mean, this is going to sound silly, but I'm going to say there's really no reason to dislike me. I'm a good person. I never insult people for the most part, especially in the games. I'm as agnostic as you could be. There's no reason to dislike me.
Why would you?
So you pick something out of the air that you don't like about me, you deserve to suffer.
They hate Peter so much that the fact that you allowed him on the show, because again, like my mom thinks this way, that you sign our checks.
Well, remember, there's a
certain... I have to ask you if I can go on vacation.
There's a certain pitcher on one of the New York teams that kind of insinuated I was a racist because there's never been a black co-host
right.
when I don't hire the host. I have nothing to do with it. I'm not even asked permission.
Yeah.
Peter is exhibit B of that.
But meanwhile, we've gone on record to say that both myself and Michael were not on board with Peter, and he's been here for a decade. And we went on record saying we didn't want RJ to leave, and RJ still left. So there's enough evidence out there over the air, Michael, that you have zero power.
Zero. Zero. I mean, they like me enough to keep me for 22 years, but I have zero power. Let's go to Danny in Long Island.
Oh, there's Danny. Here's a guy that came around on Peter.
Danny, who is presently in South Carolina, just had two grandkids out on the field. We got a little spring training going.
Nice.
It's been a long time since I taught a 7-year-old kid how to do the old alligator hand with the ground ball. It was a great day, a little ice cream, and now we're cooking dinner. And as I'm driving home, I got the Peter rant.
Okay,
and let me just tell you something, Rosenberg. I got your back.
Oh.
You were 100% on target because some people make mistakes. But an ongoing Ponzi-type scheme is not a mistake. It's a criminal enterprise. And that's the words, whatever the guy called you, that's the words to describe the person you were talking about. Because, yeah, I'm sure I have some political difference with Rosenberg. I'm sure we all plead with all of us.
Yep.
All within the realm of normal political discussion.
Sure.
And that's the way the country's supposed to be.
Yep.
And do I think I have a better view? Yes. I think I lived a more well-rounded life. I've been out in the field. I've with diverse populations, blah, blah, blah.
Okay,
but
yeah, of course.
I'm not going to hate you over your opinion.
Thank you.
And to use those words for a person who hasn't been either accused of child abuse, beating a woman, or whatever, is disgraceful. Okay, you don't like Peter's opinions? That's fine. We have an election. Let's break bread afterwards. And I'm as far the right as some issues, and I'm not as far the right on some other issues because I've worked in very poor communities. I have a lot of sympathies. So let's keep the hatred for where people who really deserve it.
Well, but that's the irony, Danny, to what you pointed out. The irony was this was a conversation. The reason I got frustrated and lashed out a little bit in that moment was because there have now been a handful of times where the person I was talking about, Craig Carton, was articles get written about these inside bits of information that he has. They're always made up. And I'm like, why do people keep giving credibility to someone who we know, based on what sent him to jail, should not have credibility? He will say anything. So that's where my frustration came from. And so it's ironic, Danny, that the person who then comes after me treats me like I'm the low life, like I had a scheme, like I rip people off. It makes no sense.
Like you've broken laws and you've stolen money from children's charities. I'll leave you with this, Peter. Here's a would you. Sitting next to the Ranger game.
Okay.
Carton or Donald Trump? Which conversation? Who would you rather sit? Who could you stand it worse?
Well,
wow, that's some question.
You know what, Danny?
That could be point God.
Could we give him would you and point God? I mean, it's unbelievable what you just did.
South Carolina.
Well, first of all, I have sat, I'll put it this way. In life, that situation has happened. Which person do you think I was sitting next to?
I think it
probably
would be Donald
Carton.
Trump.
No, it was Carton.
No, I sat next to Trump.
Where was that?
At WrestleMania in MetLife Stadium.
Oh, wow.
He was the seat directly in front of me.
Did you guys talk?
No, we did not talk. He would turn around a bunch because me and my friends were loud and making jokes and things like that. And he was sort of like actively aware of our conversation, but I did not talk to him.
This was before
he
was
doing WrestleMania tomorrow and Trump shows up. And he's going to be interviewed. You'd be professional.
Of course.
It wouldn't be the proper venue.
Yeah, correct. Of course, I would. The fact of the matter is this: while I do not agree with everything Donald Trump has ever said, we would have some interesting things to talk about, right? The sports history, like there are things there that I could talk to him about. The problem with Carton is I've talked to him once before, much to my chagrin. I talked to him. I offered him an opportunity in that conversation, being very blunt, while he was making his mea culpa to the world.
When he was on our show.
Yes.
Right.
I said, He came on specifically to make his like, hey, I'm a good guy. I made mistakes. I would like to be forgiven. I said, cool. While we're in the midst of this conversation, I was going through a lot of things at that time as well. And one of the things that I learned was about making amends with people. And I said, well, I just want to tell you directly to your face. You said things about me that were not true. They were patently false. And it upset me. And I laid it out for him. He was like, I don't see it that way. But I'm telling you the words you said that were false about me. When you give someone that opportunity on your platform and they sort of spit in your face while they're in the middle of trying to, quote, make their amends with the world. You know, this is a guy who at the time was doing 12-step. I know a thing or two about 12-step. You make amends with people when they tell you. He blatantly looked me in the face and said no. So, I mean, listen, I will let it go. I don't wish any ill will for the guy. But to the point that Danny was making, in that conversation, for people to say that I'm the lowlife just because you think that we wouldn't get along on issues. I talk to tons of people I don't get along with on issues.
We've got an update from Jersey Mike.
Well, it's not on the phone, is it?
No, no. So Justin Knight, who is a good listener to the show.
Sure. Very good.
He said, call in, coward, right? And Mike said, I wouldn't waste a second on hold for that show. By the way, bleep you. And Justin Knight said, you guys should put him straight through when he calls. He won't, though, because he has nothing to back himself up with. And then Mike, who really has some cubes.
Well, I thought he has no time to deal with it.
If they pay me, I'll think about coming on. I'll wipe the bleeping floor with that punk whatever. And then CJN27 goes, you no talent piece of bleep. Think that you deserve to get paid? LMF. Oh, you're so scared it's getting beyond pathetic now. What a loser. And then Mike goes, put the money up.
Bleep. Put the money up. And we'll you're a scared. Random Twitter
so
account.
Good. Listen, if you're going to wipe the floor with Peter, then it's worth making the phone call, man. But when you start throwing out money, which we'd never pay somebody to be a caller, it just shows you just really how terrified you are. You wouldn't even have to be on hold. If you got through, it would just take the 10 seconds it would be to punch you up on the line and talk to you. God, you're just coming off so weak and scared, man. Oh, pay me. Give me a break, man. God.
Yeah, you know, you really have to do kind of stuff in this business, this no-talent sleazebag, to get paid in this business.
Well, make it to number one in morning and afternoon drive?
Right.
Yeah.
It's not worth the phone call. If he's going to wipe the floor with you, Peter, wouldn't he skip to the phone?
I know, but a lot of people would want this opportunity. But this is the thing about Twitter. It's a lot of gutless pukes. That's why I respect Danny. Danny and I really didn't get along for a long time because we let our views sort of guide us. And then after time, because we're both rational, good human beings, we said, you know what? There are more things we probably agree on than disagree on. We can just have a good conversation, talk about sports. And some people refuse to see things that way. It's unfortunate.
You know what? When times like this happen, people do go to BetterHelp.
Well, they should, Michael. And this message is brought to you by BetterHelp. A common misconception about good relationships is that they must be easy. No, I was just talking about my relationship with Danny. All right. Matter of fact, I was just talking about, you know, my relationship with, or lack thereof, with Craig Carton. And how I frankly wish I was better at letting go of some of these long-standing radio feuds or whatever that I've had. I really do. And it's something that I work on in therapy, trying to be a better version of myself. Now, I don't think that I speak out of school. I think that I'm true to myself, but I also think sometimes I could learn to let go. And that's something that I would want to work on with my therapist this week. If you've thought about therapy and you want to work on yourself, maybe you consider giving BetterHelp a try. It's incredibly flexible. It's entirely online. It's convenient. It's suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch at any time for no additional charge. Become your own soulmate, whether you're looking for one or not, all right? And get the help that you need. Visit BetterHelp.com/Peter today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/Peter.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Hey, buddy, hey.
Catch the show on demand wherever you want. Just subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, everybody. Having some fun today, having some controversy today, which makes for a nice show, I think. Nice show.
Yeah, I like where we're at these days. I like that we're leaning in
to being jerks.
Not to being jerks, to being honest, to being we've always been honest, but being real and not avoiding sort of unpleasant conversations at times that need to be had.
Let's go to Sebastian in South Carolina. Second call from South Carolina. What's
Big
up?
Big Bash.
Michael, Don, and Peter, big fans, and listening for a long time. I want to make 2 points about Blake Snell and Aaron Boone.
Okay.
So Blake Snell, the Yankees keep talking about 2024, like this is a big year, like they need to win it all, and they have Soto for only 1 year. So my question is, why haven't they gone to Blake Snell, gone up to him and said, hey, 2 years, $35 million with a player option after the season, take it or leave it? Because if you look at the Yankees rotation, it's full of question marks, and quite frankly, what if? So that's my point about Blake Snell.
But Aaron Boone, you mean get him for $35 million for 1 year?
Is that 2 years, $35 million with the player option?
Wait, hasn't gotten any other deals? 35 for 2 years? I mean, if they could get that, they would do it.
35 for 2 years.
Oh, there's no way he would take that.
$35 million for 2 years. Well, what else has he got? He hasn't taken any other offers from anywhere else.
I'm sure he has an offer. I mean, he from what I've heard, he wants 9 years, 270. He's not getting that.
Well, he's not going to get that. So why don't they go up to him and they say, hey, 2 years at $35 million per year. You have a player option after this year. So if you go out there, 200 innings, 2.5 ERA, you can opt out and get that 9 year, 270 deal.
But Sebastian, I mean, they've already pushed. If you believe the reports, they were offered him $150 million for 5 years. He turned it down. That's why they pivoted and went to Stroman. And you're saying, $35 million, right? If they spend $35 million, that means they spent $70. So you could say they were all in on this year, but there's no guarantee. If you look at the history of Blake Snell.
I know.
Cy Young, pedestrian, Cy Young. So you don't know what you're going to get. And you know one thing that you're going to get, a 5 1/3 inning pitcher.
And you know why, Michael, he wants multiple years, because he knows that as much as everybody else.
Yep. Like
that caller said, if he's got an incentive, Lavin Claus wants to go out and prove his worth, he probably realized it's tough to file up a Cy Young. And if he ends up going backwards, then he ended up costing him even more money. So he wants the insurance. Now, why he wouldn't take 5 years at $150 million?
He's probably regretting that.
Oh, absolutely. But the caller, I mean, and maybe at some point that would be better than not playing at all. But I don't think he wants a kind of deal where he's got to show you what he can do this year, because the back of his baseball card shows that sometimes after those Cy Youngs, it's a couple of pedestrian years that won't get him paid.
Let's go to Mike in Long Island. Mike.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I was curious, Michael, your thoughts on if the Yankees should have signed Gio or Scheller back. I mean, what, he went to the Tigers for 1.5. It would have been nice to have some third base steps, don't you think?
Yeah, I think they were interested, Mike, and I think there was contact. And from what I hear from people, he wanted to know he was going to play. So unless the Yankees have an injury, he's not going to play. I mean, occasionally people are going to get rest. Last year, I believe that Anthony Volpe played 161 games. Gleyber Torres plays a lot. You know, Rizzo, if he's not hurt, is going to play a lot. The only chance he would get is DJ LeMahieu, and if LeMahieu's healthy, he's going to play most of the time. I don't think the Yankees could give him any kind of a guarantee on playing time. So that $1.5 million, I think the Tigers made a great signing. This is a guy that can play third, play a variety of positions. He hits lefties. It's a good signing by the Tigers, and it's very reasonable price-wise, but I think that they were able to guarantee him more playing time than the Yankees could. Let's go to Keith in New Jersey. Keith.
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Keith.
Hey, first of all, the Fanatics thing. I'm really tired of putting their logo on everything. I love the Devils. I wanted to look for a Ken Danico jersey because he's one of my favorite hockey players. Can't get it because you want to make everything for the non-big and tall guy, and it sucks.
Yeah,
it really sucks.
But the hockey jersey's not Fanatics yet. Next year it's Fanatics.
Well,
right now it's Adidas, Adidas took it down a peg too, bro. Adidas, it's been way worse than it used to be with CCM.
If you go to eBay, if you go look, you could probably find an old-time Danico jersey from the old CCM days that'll be what you're looking for. But unfortunately now the modern jerseys are, like Peter said, they're just different material. They're made to breathe. They're made for the athlete, but they don't translate to the fan the way the old-school sweaters used to.
Now we have somebody on the line.
Yeah.
Yes.
Claims to be Jersey Mike.
Yeah. All
right, is there a way to know?
But Anthony has doubts.
Anthony has serious doubts about it. So,
Anthony, why do you doubt it?
I don't know. He just doesn't sound... I don't know what this guy would sound like.
What's on their
But he goes,
social
yo, it's
media.
Jersey Mike. I want to talk to Peter. And I said, well, what have you been talking on Twitter with him about? And he says, see, you're scared. I'm going to record it now. I said, okay, I'll put you on hold.
Should
we'll
put
see
him
if
on?
We are.
Give it a shot.
Hey, what's up, Jersey Mike?
Hey, let me speak to Peter.
No, yeah. It's not.
Hey, Peter.
Go ahead. Go ahead. I want to try anyway. It could be good.
Peter, we got an issue here. You know that? You know what the problem is?
What is it?
You're a lowlife. You're a lowlife. What you did to our truth, what you did to our truth is lowlife.
Oh, this is about R-Truth.
You're talking about when I hit him with the low blow to win the 24-7.
At least that's a read. Now
it makes sense.
Now I'm on board.
But what makes me a sleazeball, though?
You're a sleazeball lowlife, what you did to that man. He was going to retire with the belt, and you did that. That's what, you know, all Carton did was, you know, what did Carton do? He scammed a few people that was trying to get some pictures. Who cares about that?
You know what? You know, you bring up some salient points.
Yes,
Jersey,
you
Mike.
Do. I'm on board now.
Let me stop. It's incarcerated, Bob. I just want to
incarceration. By the way, though, I think you should bring back this character as a recurring person,
yes,
Bob.
Yes, I like this.
Oh, that's funny.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, Bob. Now, if that was the real Jersey Mike and that was his reason,
I'm okay.
Now we're on to something,
yeah.
Right? Because that's all we're asking for. We're beyond politics. I want to know reason.
I thought it was a low-life move. I'm not even a wrestling fan. I thought, wow, this is awful what he did.
That was very, Bob, that was very strong.
Very good, Bob.
Let's go to Andrew in Long Beach. Andrew.
Hey, Michael. How's it going, man?
Good. What's up, man?
Great. So if you look at the best teams in Yankee history, a constant theme there is that there's been a very productive offensive catcher. And, you know, you got to give this guy time to find it as a rookie, but I really like Austin Wells' offensive profile here. You know, he has power to all fields. He worked a whole lot of walks in the minors. So very excited to see what his Yankee future holds.
Andrew, they like him too.
No, I know. Yeah, and, you know, they're impressed with his defensive improvement here.
Yep.
Learning from Trevino, that's awesome. So let's go, Yankees.
Thank you, Andrew. Here's what I think is going to happen. You know that Trevino is going to catch Gerrit Cole, at least at the beginning. Although they did have Wells catch Gerrit Cole's, BP practice yesterday. That would be batting practice, I just said. But yeah. I think it'll start off with Trevino, who's a Platinum Glove winner, catching the Cy Young Award winner. I think at some point it might become a platoon. And if it becomes a platoon, then Wells' left-handed bat is going to be in the lineup more than Trevino's right-handed bat because there's more righty starters than there are lefties. So it's going to be interesting to see. I think I think Trevino will end up catching 55 to 60% of the games at the beginning, but it could flip in a hurry. Because Trevino, when he was healthy 2 years ago, got really big hits. But his offensive profile is not the same as Wells. It's going to be interesting to see what they do. But I think they really like Wells. Dan in New Jersey. Danny.
Hey, I want to know if Don got in trouble recently for saying something he shouldn't have said. Because you get a little excited earlier saying that you want to live in a world that anybody could say whatever they want about a player and not get fined for it. I mean, so not that this was what you were saying, but Donald Sterling has an opinion about a player's race, and he should be able to say it and not get fined for it. I know that's not what you said.
Well,
but
then what are you even bringing it up for then?
What?
Clearly, I was talking about if I don't like a player, meaning do you want to sign a player? No, I don't think he fits what we want to do. I don't like him as a player. Don't bring up Donald Sterling. Come on. I'm not even going to address that.
Oh, boy.
If that's what you took from it, man.
What's beyond a reach?
Yeah, come on.
What's beyond
stop a grope? Reaching, bro.
A grope is beyond a reach.
By the way, did you go to the bathroom during the break?
Yeah, I did.
Where'd you go?
It's open now.
Oh, it is?
It's spotless. Whatever happened, it's spotless. Never been clean like this.
Oh, by the way, I've never seen it super clean, so I'm kind of excited.
Oh, you should go now, even if you don't have to go.
They were up in the ceilings.
They what?
I don't know what was going on.
Wow.
They were wiping the ceilings?
No, they were up in the ceilings.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
You know what I heard?
What's that?
Carlin, number two.
Carlin?
Yeah, that's what happened.
That's not nice.
Yeah, he took out the whole thing.
Why would you go there? See, you are a sleaze bag. Let's go to David in Long Island. David.
Hey, guys, I just want to just say, first thing was first, there's a lot of cruelty, a lot of people who are just nasty and bitchy in this freaking world. It's actually three normal sports guys, and it's just all those freaking soap operas and talk shows, they all should be freaking fired because those shows are nothing. This is like the number one show, I believe, in America, and it should go through Europe and Asia and like Australia.
We're big in Asia.
But like, you guys big. Are freaking normal. I've never heard three normal people. So, Peter, if someone, you had every right to bash that person.
I appreciate you. I do. But
was
you can't
going.
Do
yeah,
it.
Yeah, he said something he shouldn't have said.
He meant it. He meant he was on the right. He was thinking the right way.
Right.
You gotta calm down a little bit. I appreciate you having my back. I do appreciate that compliment though. The point of what he was saying is that we're actually three normal guys. Mm. I did an interview this week with the great people at Barrett Sports.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna speak on stage in the middle of March.
Exactly. I think this interview was part of the lead up to that. And he was asking about the show, and I was saying that's one of the things I love about this show is we are just like three normal, good people who are friends who hang out. We have our disagreements sometimes. Not to say we don't ever have our moment of being screaming talk show yokels, but that's really not what this show is. Like sometimes sports talk radio is so easy to make fun of. It's such a caricature of itself. Just screaming gas bags, if you will. And not to say that we don't have those moments, but like this really is just three dudes who enjoy hanging out, talking for 3.5 hours. Stuffing cardboard into a 2-liter bottle.
Yeah, magic, really.
Begging strangers on Twitter eggs to come on the show and fight with
them. Now, I will tell you one thing.
Go ahead.
He said, we're the number one show in America. Well, let's get specific.
Go ahead.
We are the most downloaded podcast of a local radio show, sports radio show in the country.
That's right.
And we're up there with national radio shows, too.
Sure we are.
But for some reason in New York,
doesn't work that way.
The meters don't work the way.
But you're saying, but the one that's accurate where you can actually count the numbers,
right,
the more accurate ones. And you know what's weird, too? When everybody writes about the ratings and they all include everything, include this, don't include that, why does nobody ever mentions what we do on television?
Mm.
Is that weird?
Yeah.
Like, if you include that,
right,
sure would change a lot.
It's not nothing, I'll tell you that.
It's not nothing.
Let's go to Steve and Leonardo. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Great.
I had an next point I wanted to bring up of Michael K. Look, I'm a huge fan of you, and I'm saying this because we love you. Everybody loves you, and you've got to get off of Twitter because you can't let these lowlifes that are sitting. This kid was probably a troll that wrote that stuff about you guys. Like, you guys have to understand, people could go on there just to get you guys upset. And Michael K., you're giving them power. Don't give them power. Just ignore the tweet. Move on. I know you have to go on Twitter to find news, but you got to let those tweets go, man.
Well, I mean, I appreciate the advice, Steve, and it's legitimate advice, but I just thought it would be funny to have Peter react to that.
Right.
It doesn't bother me at all. He didn't call me a low-life sleazebag. And, he just said he didn't like me. A lot of people don't like me, but so many people love me.
And when the dust settled, thanks to social media, he was knocked down to just being insignificant, too weak to call.
There's a chance. I've seen how these things play out. Mm-hmm. What's his screen name again?
Jersey Mike.
Jersey Mike. Oh. What though? It was something else, right?
Something numbers.
He didn't own Jersey Mike. If he gave out the whole thing, what I see happen sometimes is that people find the person who's saying all this stuff,
and they go after him.
And they go after him. And then I see the person who is so talkative. I've seen them just mute their whole account.
Yeah, they don't. They don't like.
They don't like
that.
When people say things.
So speaking
to them.
Of Jersey Mikes, yeah. So I dropped shirts off the dry cleaner today.
Sure.
And I'm not a guy who goes to sandwich shops. I'm not saying that they're bad. I'm not. I don't go to Subway. I just don't.
Really.
I make my own sandwiches at home. Because why go to a sandwich shop when I don't put anything on it?
Yeah.
I put a slab of roast beef on and boom, there you have it.
Yeah, that's fair. You don't
so what
anything.
Am I spending the money?
That's a great point.
So I'm walking past this Jersey Mike's, which is in this outdoor mall.
I love a cheesesteak.
There was
right
a
now.
Guy sitting at a table in the window.
Okay.
And he had some kind of steak sandwich. And he bit into it. And some of it dripped down his mouth. And it looked delectable. It looked so good.
Why didn't you go in and just buy a steak and cheese? Just do it.
Because, again, I try to stay away from bread. But, you know, it was almost like a plant. Because I do stay away from bread, and I almost went in there because it looks so good.
They do make a nice product.
I got to tell you.
You like it, Don?
Yes, I do. Yeah.
After all the talk about evil Jersey Mike,
right?
We need to have real Jersey Mikes in here next week. And this is, we should now have a whole, I hope that dude, being the piece of garbage that he was.
Oh, strong.
Well, you know.
Yeah.
Not as strong as what he said about me. I hope that leads to us now getting a whole Jersey Mike segment on the show every week. How beautiful would that be? Full circle moment. You know, I don't think I've ever had a cheese.
If you saw this guy and how much, he was a middle-aged man. Just enjoying his lunch, like ripping into it with his teeth, and some of the meat was hanging down over his lip. Yeah.
He sounds like the guy who should be the Here Comes Football guy.
No, he was
more put together.
He was much more sane than that.
Now, one thing
wasn't Danny DeVito, was it?
No, it was a big man.
Snoop Dogg, for some reason, posted he likes to post memes, and he posted a meme today that was a picture of just Andy Reid's face.
Right.
And the meme, he didn't invent it, he just reposts other people's stuff. And the meme said, Andy Reid looks like the kind of guy who, when he walks past a box of donuts, rubs his fingers together as he opens it and says, "Don't mind if I do."
Well, sounds good.
It's so true.
Yep. Hey, everybody, it's Michael K. I love when I get to talk about my friends at PC Richard & Son. It's a local company, family-owned. I trust them for my appliances, TVs, electronics, and a good night's sleep, too. Their experts use a four-step mattress fitting process to make sure your new bed fits you perfectly. During their President's Day sale, buy a select Sealy mattress, $799 or more, get a free motion base, and in-home delivery on any mattresses, $199 and up. That's free, too. So do what I do. Get to PC Richard & Son, the local company that you could trust for your new mattress. Bay Ridge Mazda, your go-to Honda dealer serving the five boroughs of New York, is celebrating President's Day with their Dollar Down President's Day event. Drive home a brand new Civic or HRV with just $1 down, or keep your current ride running smoothly with $1 oil changes. Shop the Dollar Down President's Day event only at your President's Award winner, Bay Ridge Honda, online at bayridgehonda.com. $1 down payment with approved credit for well-qualified buyers. Not all will qualify. Oil change plus tax, shop supplies and disposal fee, diesels and some models higher, limit one per customer, up to 5 quarts of oil, no further discounts apply, see dealer for details, ends 2/29/24.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast.
Well, that's awesome.
Looking for more access to the show?
That's right, man.
Check us out on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at TMKS ESPN.
The point's gone.
You have made no good points, Peter.
You're so right, Michael.
I think you made some salient points.
Yeah, because you're an ass.
I think the Mets, they're putting it out there. We're trying to contend this year, but their actions would indicate otherwise. They're trying to work within the confines of a self-imposed system where they can make a big splash next year or in 2026. So even if he's out for the year, I'm not sure that they would make a move for another pitcher because internally, they're not expecting to do much this year. And they're expecting you to buy into their plan, which is to see what the young kids could do, sign pitchers to one-year contracts like they did with Severino and a two-year deal with Manaea. I get it. I understand what they're doing. But this, to me, is a double down on, you know what, we're going to try the best we can this year. If they're in it at the trade deadline, maybe they would make a move. But at this point, they're not going to waste their time because they know they're not a great team. So I'm having a big week. What is that, two for me, Ant? And one for Don and one for caller.
That'd be Richard.
Richard got that one for, you know, spring training, winter training.
Don, that should have been Bob to me. I think Incarcerated brought it.
Could have been Bob. Me yelling at yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, still got to save that for ENN, though.
Let's go to Peter in Huntington. Pete.
Hey, Peter.
Peter.
Hello. Is that me?
Yeah, that's you.
There it is.
Why not?
Oh, well, it's actually not Peter. It's actually Caesar.
Caesar.
Oh, hey, Caesar.
Anthony, that's a demerit
for
Anthony.
We got that wrong.
Sorry, Caesar.
I guess he fell asleep.
You deserve better.
No worries there. I'm actually calling in regards to the documentary, the Dynasty, because I know you guys touched base on
What'd
that.
What do you think?
Oh, my God. It's like, I think I watched it like two or three times, like back and forth. And I know the new episodes are coming out tonight.
But, no, I think Friday. I think it's Friday season.
Or maybe tonight Friday? At midnight. But
yeah, maybe late at night. Are you a Patriot fan?
No, I'm not. I'm a big Giants fan.
See, Don?
I can appreciate talent. You know, I can appreciate, you know what, talent. So, yeah, and at the end of the day, you know, when Tom Brady gets picked, you know, and it's just like for me, I feel like, all right, so, you know what, I still got a shot at, you know, golf. But anyway, I want to... But, yeah, I've been a Yankee fan since yesterday. So I've been a long fan of the...
Wow, since yesterday. I love it. I love it. Maybe, you know, the next Dynasty documentary, you do. You know, speaking of great players, so Lionel Messi, Inter Miami, had its first game yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you saw the... Did you see the highlight? There's a guy writhing in pain on the pitch. And he just smoothly kicked the ball over him and jumped over him and continued on his way. And you could see he did it on purpose. And by the way, what one player could mean in soccer, when he got signed by Inter Miami, they were worth $600 million. Their valuation now is 1.2. He's doubled the valuation of the franchise in less than a year.
How is it that we're never able to get? Because Messi to me so far, and I'm far from a soccer expert, but Messi to me, it'd be interesting to have Andrew on and ask him sometime. Messi is the best of the players we've gotten late in their career. Right? Like Messi is better now than Beckham is when he went to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
Messi's still dominant.
I don't know. I don't remember. I wonder if Pele was...
Well, that's so long ago, right? Yeah, and that league wasn't nearly as strong as this league is. The MLS is a stronger league at this point.
As a league, but I mean the Cosmos were a
became
great
a big
team.
Deal. But I can't name another. That's the only team I've ever heard of.
Right.
So like I think this league is in a better position, and Messi is the best player we've seen here in
and
years.
And he's 38, I think. 37
and he's old, but he's still good. Why have we just never had that moment where someone can grab another one of almost the same, so we can have that rivalry right now between a couple of teams? You think it could maybe do the job?
Imagine what it would do for MLS if Ronaldo signed with a rival team.
Or Mbappe.
One of these absolute studs. But instead of going to Saudi Arabia for $7 billion, we were able to get here.
But Messi, Ronaldo just seems like a natural kind of rivalry.
Yeah, it would have been.
My son, just like looking at YouTube, will find videos of them and constantly talk about them. That would really do it.
And they can't
not going to be able to pay Ronaldo.
They can't keep the Messi jersey in stock. They just can't. And when he signed, I think it was like for $125 million for 2 years. But then he got percentages of the amount of subscriptions sold for Apple TV Plus.
No. He did?
He's making like money you can't believe. That's the only way you could get a guy like it, because he can make great money in Europe. And I read something yesterday. They will not tell you exactly how many subscribers they have, they said, but his impact, like once you tune in for a game of Inter Miami, you don't turn it off. The length of time that people engage with him, because they don't want to miss a minute of Messi. So he's had an impact.
Well, big shout out. Their season starting this week, obviously. Big shout out to my buddy Kevin Egan, who became the new host of the studio show every Saturday on Apple TV for soccer.
Oh, great!
It's an unbelievable story, man. And how good he was when he got here too. To come out of the gate and be that good is just something.
Nothing Messi about him. you've got Ian N coming.
Sure,
up, right?
I do. Yeah.
Listen up, it's Michael K. When it comes to travel, nothing beats Legends Limousine. I felt the difference, let me tell you, it's real. When my family and I need a ride to the airport or out of town, we choose Legends. We did last week when we went to Tampa, and then when we came back. And when we came back, our flight was delayed about 2.5-3 hours. And when we landed at LaGuardia, it was like 1:30. There he was, waiting patiently, great car. Great guy, good driver. Everything about it was very, very pleasant. So I can't recommend them even more highly than I am right now. Their commitment to safety makes every trip a breeze. These guys are not just any service. They've been setting the gold standard for over 30 years. I trust them, and so should you. Call 1-888-LEGENDS. That's 1-888-534-3637. Again, 1-888-534-3637. And use the code ESPN10 to snag 10% off. Travel like a legend with Legends Limousine.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 3 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.